T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. This conversation with Gabe Kapler is brought to you by Juicy, Delicious, Philly Gourmet, All-American Badass Burgers, family-owned and operated. The manager of the Phillies, Gabe Kapler, is on the line. Hi, Gabe.
Hey, Angelo. How you doing?
You know, Gabe, even after a rough loss, you're okay the next day, aren't you? You feel okay?
I'm at the ballpark right now. I can't wait to get to work. What are you talking about?
God bless you. All right, anyway, let me start with this. All right, despite the horrible loss last night, Phillies have a better record than we thought. Is your team overachieving so far this year, Gabe?
I don't know if we're overachieving. Look, I said in spring training, I'm not delusional. I know last year's club won 66 games.
Right.
But I also said I believe that this group, the one that we have in our clubhouse right now, was capable and is capable of winning a lot of baseball games. So everyone in the room, myself included, our staff, everybody in the organization, needs to develop and take a step forward. And we have a lot of work to do and a long way to go. However, I do believe we are positioned to develop more and perform very well going forward.
All right, tell me the strengths of this team right now, nearly at the midway point. What is the biggest strength of the team, Gabe?
I think we see a lot of pitches, and I think that's a really important part of wearing down an opposing pitcher. And we've seen it work in bunches. We've seen our offense have big innings as a result, especially when guys like Reese and Odubel are going well at the top of the lineup, because then you have Cesar Hernandez going from 0-2 to 3-2 very quickly and drawing a walk. And then Reese will wear you down and at the end of the at-bat drive a double in the gap. We see what happens when Odubel gets a little toasty, gets a little hot, driving the ball out of the ballpark 4 out of 5 days. And then Carlos Santana all year long has been tremendously patient at the plate. So I think one strength that stands out for me is our grind you down and then beat you with a long ball offense.
Plate discipline. Interesting. I said something really early on, one of our first conversations, Gabe, where I didn't think the bullpen was a strength, and I could tell that you didn't agree with me. Do you think it's a strength even now, given its current troubles?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I believe our bullpen is a major strength. Look, I mean, speaking of that offense, I don't know, a week ago, maybe a little bit more, the biggest external concern was our offense.
Yeah.
And I believed in it because we have talented players, the guys that I just talked about, capable of performing with track records of success. So despite our recent struggles in the pen, I feel similarly about our bullpen. Look, Luis Garcia is getting healthier every day. Pat Neshek has a live BP today, and then he starts his rehab assignment. He was a dependable strike thrower last year, and among the most dominant relievers in baseball. Hector Neris is clearing his head in AAA, and I have no doubt that he'll be back to help us after his refresher. Ramos, Arano, Tommy Hunter. Tommy Hunter, despite a less than perfect outing last night, they've all been good. We'll be better than fine. We're going to be strong. Yes, it's a strength.
God bless you. All right, let me start with Sir Anthony Dominguez. You know we're in love with him, Gabe, despite last night and the tough way that game ended. He's been used by you in a lot of different roles, 5 times now in the last 10 days, total 119 pitches. That seems like you're not protecting his arm. Are you?
So, look, part of the way we use relievers is to give them a day on, give them a day off.
Right.
If they pitch in back-to-back days, our goal is to get them a couple of days off. So we're always thinking about how to protect Sir Anthony and all of our pitchers. Sometimes you're going to go through stretches where you have to lean on guys a little heavier. But then you think about how to back them up. So, for example, this is not giving away too much strategy. We might not use Sir Anthony today. We have an off day come in tomorrow. That'll give him a couple of days as a blow. So as it relates to his usage, yes, we have a very clear and concise plan on how to use him. And remember that the ninth inning is not always the highest leverage situation. You can blow a save earlier in the game, and it just kind of emotionally stings more when it happens in the ninth. But those seventh and eighth innings, those are the opportunities to keep a game intact as well. Sometimes you have to use your best relievers earlier in the game.
All right, now, Gabe, this is interesting to me because Matt Klentak was talking last night about the way you're using Sir Anthony, and it was a full endorsement of exactly how you're doing it. Is he involved in the thought process along the way? Do you incorporate his thoughts into how you're using the pitchers?
Sure, of course. Yep. Matt Klentak has been around the game for a very long time. He's seen a lot of bullpens being used in Los Angeles with the Angels and here in Philadelphia, of course. Everybody's opinion matters to me. And before I go get a starter, before I bring a reliever into the game, first thing I think about is, you know, whose opinion matters here? How valuable is that opinion? And how am I going to factor it in? We have a lot of smart people working in this organization. This is a collaborative group. And certainly, I respect the opinion of a very seasoned general manager and our coaching staff and the guys on our bench, Rick Kranitz, Chris Young, Rob Thompson, all of these guys are super valuable as it relates to how we make the decisions in the game.
All right, here's where the fans, and me too, Gabe, are struggling. You had Sunday and Monday. You were in high-leverage situations, and you ended up with Jake Thompson, who was in the minors a few days ago in key moments. And we're thinking, well, that wasn't real good strategy here. Explain to me how something like that happens, and do you think that was the right use of Thompson in those spots?
So here's how I'd answer that question, Angelo. If a guy is in our bullpen, he's there for a reason. Major League Baseball is, by definition, the best players in the world. Thompson has gotten to the big leagues because he has good stuff. He has a nice slider. He's been identified by our organization of capable of helping us win baseball games. So, yes, I'm comfortable using Jake Thompson and counting on him. Number one, he's got a Phillies uniform on. He works his ass off, and I'm going to support him and trust him when we put him in the toughest spots.
All right. I'm going to be honest with you, Gabe. I'm not a big fan of Adam Morgan. He's got an ERA over 17 in June, and he's been in some big moments too. If a guy's struggling, should he be in a big high-leverage spot if he's got a 17 earned run average?
So I think it's very difficult sometimes, and I understand why, to remember that these guys are developing, right? All of our relievers. Sometimes it's easy to forget how young they are. Adam Morgan just passed 2 years of service time in the major leagues. He's developing. Hector Neris still has less than 3 years of service time. He is still developing. I'll tell you what. Take a peek at Andrew Miller's first few years in the big leagues. It doesn't always happen overnight. Check out Zach Britton's first few seasons in Baltimore. It was not some sort of like rapid ascent, straight, perfect line, straight up, and he never had any struggles. It's really important in these moments to keep perspective and understand how relievers, how major league players develop. Before they become the elite of the elite, they go through struggles, and that's what's happening from time to time with Adam Morgan.
You know why we're going nuts, Gabe? I'm going to tell you why. Because Neris goes from a closer, or at least you were using him sometimes in that role, to the minor leagues in the course of a few days. And we're going, how could you be so important in one day and then not even on the roster the next? There's a disconnect there between the way we see the game and you guys do. How did Hector go from big moments to Lehigh?
I think that we actually see the game more similarly than you think.
Really?
And I don't know that there's a big disconnect. I really understand the perspective of, you know, like, how does that happen? What happens is a guy goes through a really rough spell where what he really needs most is to clear his head in a pressure-free environment because he's so important to us and because he is still developing. So he has this opportunity to go pitch in that pressure-free environment. He has the opportunity to work on his split, which he's had command issues at times with. So when you have issues with your command on your best pitch, it's difficult to get outs against the best players in the world. So why not take that very important person in your organization and give him a chance to work on his craft, all with the mindset that he's going to come back and help you in July, August, September, and October?
Hey, Gabe, so far in your rookie season with the Phillies as their manager, is the biggest challenge managing the bullpen?
It's definitely one of my favorite challenges.
It is. You like it.
I love it. There's nothing I take more seriously and nothing that I work harder on. I love pitching. I love our pitchers. And to understand how their brains work, specifically the relievers, is certainly a challenge. And it is one that I look forward to tackling daily and one that I'm going to continue to dig into.
All right, last thing. We're a little more than a month out from the trade deadline. What's your sense right now, Gabe, about whether you're going to get some new people in? You think there's going to be some moves before the trade deadline from Klentak?
So just like I believe in our players, I believe in Matt. I believe in Matt to appropriately assess the landscape. It's a tough one out there, and to get us the pieces we need to fight for a playoff spot. Before that happens, we have the responsibility. We have to prove that we are worthy of Matt going out there, looking under every stone, and making quality additions. So we will not be outworked. We will not be outprepared as an organization. And I have no doubt in my mind that when the time comes and when it's appropriate, we will get the pieces we need to compete.
Gabe, I love day baseball. Looking forward to the game today. Let's win one.
You and me both, Angelo. Let's roll.
Thanks a lot, Gabe. Appreciate it. Gabe Kapler.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.